Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we talk about a concept and a very real thing that's meant a lot to us this year. And it's me in the driving seat. Well, I haven't written one of these for a while, and The Urbanist team thought it was about time I stepped up to the tall story plate again. Although why I'm using a sporting metaphor here, I'm not too sure. Perhaps got behind the wheel of the bus would be a better reference for a story about cities. What's more, they reserved this slot for me almost at the end of the year, that tipping point when you both let go of time and reach forward to a new moment, the time where melancholy and excitement collide in the same instance. No pressure then. So what do you choose as a tall story that fits this moment? Well, I've gone for something that's real, physical, for most of us, but which is also an idea, a concept, and an idea that has meant more to many people in 2020 than ever before. Home. This time last year, we had no idea that our speech would soon be dominated by a new vocabulary, our sentences forced to offer space to words such as pandemic, COVID, lockdown, and furlough. And as the virus spread and governments around the world reacted to the dangers, we were entreated to stay home for our health and to protect our health services. Of course, nobody's experience was the same, and not everyone was lucky enough to have a home. But many in that first phase had a similar experience. Suddenly, they were spending a lot of time in a place that usually lay empty for much of the day, whose shortcomings could be ignored if they were spending evenings in a restaurant or bar. Confronted with the confines of their homes, they started making modest adjustments. Plants appeared on balconies, walls were repainted, and cupboards stocked with provisions. As time ticked on and work from home orders persisted, for some, no matter how much fresh paint was applied, their homes seemed wanting. No green space, no view, no nice neighbours, not enough space. So plots were hatched to up sticks for leafy suburbs and greener idylls in rural backwaters. But through it all, there was a growing sense of what we want from our homes. Privacy when needed, fresh air, a spot outdoors, a feeling of security. And all of these small conversations are building into something bigger. In recent months, as we've talked to developers and city planners on The Urbanist, the better ones have begun to grapple with the need to build better homes at every level of the market. Places that don't make us want to flee when we are told to stay indoors. Places that are not just somewhere to sleep and eat. So, the building that makes this tall story is the home. And wherever you are listening, here's hoping that the walls that surround you are offering you a nurturing embrace. That you're happy when you close your front door and dive onto the sofa. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to, well, to all the team who have got us through The Urbanist this year, and also to all of our listeners. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.